From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. In Zimbabwe, thousands of exuberant demonstrators have been walking through streets demanding that President Robert Mugabe step down from office. They were carrying signs that said Mugabe must go, and not coup, but cool. The military that has stopped such demonstrations in the past is now supporting the protest, directing demonstrators to the Zimbabwe grounds where speeches are being made. Activists, politicians, and former freedom fighters all joining in. Demonstrations are being held in other cities around the country, also calling for an end to Mugabe's extensive rule. The 93-year-old is reported to be resisting demands from the army. Russia vetoed again Friday a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria, just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. It was the 11th time Russia vetoed a resolution on Syria. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council after the vote that the veto shows that Russia does not now and has never had any intention of making this time productive for the council and international community.
Russia will not agree to any mechanism that might shine a spotlight on the use of chemical weapons by its ally, the Syrian regime. It's as simple and shameful as that.
Japan had put forward a resolution that would have extended the investigation to identify who is behind chemical weapons attacks in Syria by 30 days to allow time for negotiations on a wider compromise. On Thursday, the United States sponsored a similar resolution with a year-long extension that was also vetoed by Russia. This is VOA News. Longtime Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma arrived in Madrid Saturday, where he was greeted by his family. Venezuela is not on the edge looking into the abyss, he said. He said it is in the abyss. He said that's why I want to talk with the Spanish Prime Minister. Ledezma, who had been under house arrest since 2015 for an alleged coup plotting, said he escaped house arrest Friday and went to neighboring Colombia, passing dozens of police and army positions. Before leaving Colombia, Ledezma said that he was planning a global pilgrimage to fight for political freedom in Venezuela. Battered and beaten in Iraq and Syria, the Islamic State group is now surging fighters into Afghanistan, rebuilding its presence and perhaps setting up a new base for attacks in both the West and Russia. Afghan officials tell Voice of America that Islamic State may now have as many as 3,000 foreign fighters in the country, many of them coming from Pakistan and Uzbekistan. They also fear those numbers are only likely to increase as IS fighters from Iraq and Syria leave those countries as part of an effort to regroup. A Belgian judge made no ruling on Friday on a European arrest warrant issued by Spain for the ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont. A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor explained that Madrid issued the warrant for him and the four ex-ministers after they fled to Brussels last month and ignored a summons to appear before a Spanish judge. Campaigners expect the Australian Parliament to legalize same-sex marriage in early December. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
In Sydney, 89-year-old John Challis is planning to marry his partner Arthur Cheeseman, who's 85. They've been in a relationship for 48 years and have been desperate to marry before they die. Challis hopes that his wedding will be part of a double celebration.
I've got a 90th birthday coming up next year. We might sort of combine it with that. But as I've said before, one of the important things for us is to have this marriage certificate because it affects the way in which our superannuation could play out. Gives us, I think, a new dignity, a new status, a new place in society. We are the same as everyone else.
Opponents of marriage reform in Australia insisted that allowing gay people to marry would threaten religious freedoms, destabilise society, and expose children to radical views on homosexuality in the classroom.
More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.